You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. In just about 15 minutes, we will hit the 22nd anniversary of the tragedy of 9/11. It's been 22 years ago today.
Insane how fast that time has gone, right?
I can't believe it.
Man. It's been top of mind at the house because my son is hitting the point in middle school where they're really hot and heavy focused on that, reading books and learning all about it. And
I'm glad that they are.
So there's been a lot of questions. He's been staying up at night watching this 6-part documentary on it, and it's been fascinating to see his reaction and have conversations about what went down.
I think the thing that's I remember clearly being on the air that morning and everything. That's one of, in fact, it is out of the, how many shows? Almost 7,000 shows that I've done here at Mix 100. That is numero uno in terms of standing out in my mind of everything about it. And it was 22 years ago, and it was just a wild. We stayed on the air that day, I want to say till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We just took phone calls for 8 hours and let people call in and express whether it was grief or shock or anger or whatever. And it was just a wild day. There was an interesting story. They just a couple of days ago, two more victims from the 9/11 attacks at the World Trade Center were identified through, you know, DNA testing. I have to admit, I did not know this. There's something like 1,100 of the victims who have yet to be identified with their remains. I didn't know it was that many.
I just read that yesterday. It's like 40% of the people that perished, they couldn't find their remains because they essentially burned up or disintegrated. Yeah.
So they say two more have been identified, a man and a woman. And so those families get some closure after 22 years. It's just...
And gosh, these interviews that are still coming out with these pilots that were instructed to go up and essentially have a suicide mission where they were supposed to ram the planes on a plane on flight 93, the one that was headed towards the Capitol. I saw another interview this morning with the woman that was piloting one of the fighter jet craft, and she said her job was to ram that plane.
Oh my God.
But the passengers on board, you know, obviously took care of it for them, but she's like, that's the craziest order that you're ever given, that, you know, none of these planes had munitions on them, and they were a direct order from the vice president to just slam into that plane. And she's like, I knew I was bringing down innocent civilians. And her dad was a pilot, and she didn't know if her dad was the pilot on that plane. It's terrifying.
What a story. And there's so many stories out of that day. Anyway, it was 22 years ago today. One other quick thing about that that boggles my mind is because it's so etched into my memory is to think that if you're, let's say, under the age of now, 26 or 27, you probably have zero memory of it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, you don't.
You probably would have had to have been at least 5 to really have it sink in. Maybe 4, maybe 6.
Maybe. Yeah. It's
crazy. After thoroughly beating the Nebraska Cornhuskers over the weekend, the CU Buffs have now moved inside the AP Top 20. They're ranked this week at number 18. As they prepare for the big showdown this weekend between the Buffs and the CSU Rams. Now, we know we have fans of both teams that listen to our show, so I'll just say good luck to both teams, and I hope nobody gets hurt.
Very nice.
We'll just play right down the middle here. And then there's the Broncos.
What happened?
Well, new coach, same results.
Yeah, but you know what? We watched the entire game yesterday, and I'm not even a football guy, but they looked good. I mean, they really did look good. Russell Wilson looked so much better. He looked so good. You know, it was the stupid kicker, Dom. Got to make those. You got to make those extra points.
Stupid kicker.
You got one job, dude.
Yeah, but there's many moving parts on that. You got the guy who snaps it. You got the holder. You got everything. One
laces
little thing,
out.
One little thing could go wrong with anybody.
Yeah, well.
I know this. That's 7 losses in a row to the Raiders. Next up, another home game this Sunday, Mile High against the Washington Commanders. I really think the Broncos will win that.
Why are the Raiders fans so creepy, too? They had the guys out there with the doll heads on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's just because they know they'll get on TV now.
He did, too. Every single commercial break, there
that's,
he was.
It's just like, hey, I'm going to get on TV.
Yeah, well, he did.
Tops at the box office this weekend, if anybody went to the movies, was Nuns 2. Did you go see it?
None your business.
Made $32 million. It's part of what's known as the Conjuring universe of, you know, horror movies. Okay. And of that universe, there's 9 movies now in it. They have banked over $2 billion in that universe.
What a franchise.
And there are a lot more scary movies coming up this fall. There's a new Saw movie coming out the end of this month and a new Exorcist movie in early October. You probably won't see either of those.
No, you know which one actually intrigued me? I watched the trailer for a horror movie coming out called Thanksgiving. And it's like
what this
pilgrim guy that comes back and starts killing an entire town.
Oh, no.
And it looked, it actually looked really kind of fun.
Evil pilgrim?
Like an evil pilgrim is what it looked like. And it happened like around Thanksgiving. And
I'm sorry, that
Patrick
is
Dempsey's
hilarious.
In it. I know. Like Raiders fans, I just don't understand the people that go to these movies and watch all this murder, death, kill, and walk away with a smile on their face when it's over.
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
Second place at the box office this weekend was the Denzel Washington sequel, Equalizer 3, followed by the Big Fat Greek Wedding sequel.
Yay.
So the top three movies were all sequels. Barbie hung around in fifth place with another $6 million.
Still made $6 million.
Crazy, crazy. So speaking of movies and horror movies, the house from Halloween, the original, you know, with Jamie Lee Curtis, she played Laurie in that movie. Laurie's house from that movie is now on the market. You can buy the original house from Halloween.
That's kind of cool if you can put up with people driving by all the time and getting out and taking pictures in front of it.
Yeah, I know the movie takes place in Illinois, but the house itself is in the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
It's been converted into a rental property, they say. And if you want to get it, Jeremy, $1.8 million.
All right.
And then last for me, I was reading this story. My mom was from Lubbock, Texas, and so she had quite the Southern accent. I could listen to her talk all day, and obviously I grew up with her raising me, and I didn't end up talking that way at all. But she just had quite the Southern accent. Well, I was reading a story this morning, some researchers saying that the classic Southern accent is fading away.
Where's it going?
Fewer and fewer people are speaking in the classic Southern accent, and they blame younger generations, specifically you guys, Gen X.
Really?
They say you were the ones who stopped taking
on... Stop the twang?
You stopped the twang.
That's too bad, because I love the twang. How do you stop the twang?
I don't know. I guess they...
really focus on how you are pronouncing each
It could be
word.
That by the time Gen X was growing up, like, let's say 70s and 80s, that's when mass media and you were seeing more things from around the world rather than just your hood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm guessing. So that they grew up watching more TV maybe or something.
Could be.
And they just learned to speak based on the people that they were watching.
It's so funny. We have a guy here that we affectionately call Arkansas Brandon. He's got that real thick draw.
He milks it, though.
He does, but it's so funny. If I stand and talk to him for 10 minutes, I walk away and I feel like I'm talking just a little bit like him. It sticks on you. It's like a stink at a restaurant. It sticks on you when you walk away.
His shirt sticks to him, too. So, you know.
Your boys. Mix
it's all,
100.
It's all that gravy underneath it. All right, so speaking of movies, this dude, Zachariah Swope, earned an official Guinness World Record for the most movies seen in the cinema, in the movie theaters, in a single year. Now, he started in May of 22 and went through May of 23.
How many?
777 movies.
So he saw two a day, basically.
His butt must hurt. Yeah, 777
Was this
movies.
Comped by the theater chain so that he could set the record?
I didn't dig that deep. I'd be curious to actually find out because I wonder how much this cost him if it wasn't.
Let me ask you.
Do some math.
Did he repeat titles? Did that count? Because were there 770 movies released to theaters?
I would imagine he probably would have had to. He said he got the idea after hearing about a similar record where one person watched the movie Spider-Man 292 times.
Okay.
So I wonder if he dabbled
in
some repeats. He said the worst one was the movie called The Devil Conspiracy, and I don't know what that one was, but he said by far that was the worst one. I tried to find what he said was the best one, but I couldn't find it anywhere. Anyway, the dude went to 777 movies over the course of the year.
That's a lot of popcorn,
that's
man.
So many movies. There is a competition to find the laziest person. It's some village in Southeast Europe. They hold a bizarre annual contest where competitors earn to earn the coveted title of the laziest citizen, and they get $1,000 if they win.
Well, you know what? Once they win, they'll automatically have a job as our producer.
Hey! Yeah! Oh, that is so incredibly true. So they can't play on their phones or laptops. They can eat, drink, and read, but essentially you just got to lay on a mat. And I guess there's a... How many left?
Lay on mat. What did he do to anybody?
Seven remaining contestants, and they've been laying on these mats for about 20 days. So anyway, whatever. That's a stupid story. Scientists and a team of researchers exploring the seafloor off of Alaska have discovered a mysterious brassy yellow orb at the depth of over 2 miles.
Tell me more.
4 inches wide. It was sitting on a rock. They went down in one of those little remotely operated sea vehicles and plucked it out and retrieved it. And they say they are still unable to identify the object. They say it might not be of biological origin. Huh? But some initial guesses are an egg casing, part of a sea sponge, or aliens. Could have come from space. It's a space orb, Dom.
Wasn't that
laughing?
A Michael Crichton book and movie called
Space Orb?
Called Sphere, and they find a sphere down at the bottom of the ocean.
Sphere?
Sphere.
I hate that word. Sphere. It's up there with delicatessen.
No word should start with S-P-H.
Yes.
It just shouldn't.
Sphere.
Sphere.
Speaking of space stuff, they discovered a green comet. It's going to be making its debut this week before disappearing for the next 400 years, Dom. They say it's going to be the best visibility tomorrow, so it's going to be somewhere in the sky if you want to do your research and try to see the green comet that's going to be zipping by.
I think it's going to be cloudy here, so we won't be able to see it.
Well, that sucks. I guess you're going to have to wait 400 years to see it again. Here's a story out this morning about relationships. Let's just round up and say 50% of people in relationships admit to thinking of someone else in the sack. According to a new survey, mostly when you're getting it on, you're thinking of somebody else.
Who do you think of?
Rip from Yellowstone.
I know your wife thinks of him. Do you think of Megan Fox?
No, I don't. I know. I think of my wife.
Liar.
She's the bomb diggity, man.
Yeah, I know.
I think of you, Dom.
Okay. Can't you just be honest?
That way I last longer. I really don't. Jeez, man. My wife's the best. What else is going on? Why are you laughing?
I'll find out off here. That's fine.
Move on. I don't. Did you see the story about some guy, a writer for Slate, said that Martin Short sucks?
I did.
And he's desperately unfunny. I think both you and I can agree that yes, 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 Martin Short is crazy annoying.
Yeah, he's not funny
at
all.
He's not funny.
He's never been funny. And
ever.
If you watch that, one of the reasons I stopped watching that Only Murders in the Building is because I could not take any more Martin Short.
Yeah, I don't find him funny.
Bless his heart.
All. He's too...
Good guy from what I understand and stuff like that.
A lot of celebrities came to his defense and said, shut up, he's very creative and he's been doing this shtick for years.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends. I get it. I wouldn't... You know me, I've turned over a new leaf for the last few years. I don't say they suck. I just say I don't get it.
Yeah, I liked him when he did that Jiminy Glick. I think that was the character.
What's that?
He was Jiminy Glick, and he had this fat suit on, and he was like a really fat, funny like critic, like a movie critic, a Hollywood critic. And if you didn't know it was him, I mean, he was actually quite good doing that. But other than that,
let me say something that would be a little bit inflammatory and will piss off some people who are listening right now. I apologize in advance. I think that Martin Short's comedy, if that's what you want to label it, falls into that category of appealing to people who don't really have a well-tuned sense of humor. In other words, it's very lowest common denominator. There's nothing.
It's like slapstick. It's body humor, kind of.
Facial stuff. And I think it's comedy for people who don't really have a sense of humor. That's what I think.
I was such a fan of Jim Carrey for all those years, and he did face stuff. And
yeah,
he did. On a different level, though.
But yeah, he was still different from Martin Short.
Yeah, I don't get Martin Short.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. All right, let's do some clicky-baity.
Clickbait.
You can find that on our very popular Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I do have another Guinness record for you. It's this dude named Wallace Wong. He's a chef and a bodybuilder, known as the six-pack chef on TikTok, Dom. And he just broke a Guinness World Record by chopping 166 slices of cucumber in 30 seconds while blindfolded.
And didn't lose a finger.
Didn't lose a finger or an ab in the process. So check him out. He's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.